Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 1. In the Beginning, God. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 107:1. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. End of verse. There is a God, one God, who created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. You are part of his creation. Though you already may know that, it is worth reviewing, as there are many who deny the existence of God or who believe in a God who is much different than the God who created the heavens and the earth and whose steadfast love endures forever. Scripture doesn't spend much time arguing for God's existence. Followers of Jesus generally understand that God has revealed himself in Scripture and in creation, and it appears that God doesn't think he needs to spend time establishing his own existence. Rather, Scripture says such things as Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Romans 1:20, NIV, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." End of verse. If you find yourself struggling regarding the existence of God, this may be partly due to a daily media barrage opposing true belief, the hypocrisy of many who claim to follow God, peer pressure to not believe in God, your own wrong beliefs about God, such as blaming God for all the evil in the world and in your life, and previous negative experiences with church. How much do each of the above points influence you? To the extent possible for you, turn the media barrage down. Don't let hypocrites keep you from the truth. Don't follow your peers to hell. Acknowledge that some of your beliefs about God may be wrong. Don't let the failures of others keep you from eternal life. To truly know God, it is important that you seek him with all your heart. For God has said, Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." End of verse. Many people fail in their pursuit of God precisely at this point. They don't really seek to know God and follow him. Rather, what they really want is a supernatural being, like Santa Claus or a genie, who will simply give them what they want without expecting anything in return. What about you? Do you really want to know and follow God? Or just find a genie to make your problems go away? For further reflection, Acts 17:24-28, Paul speaking in Athens about the Creator. Hebrews 11:3, the universe formed by God's Word. Genesis 1:1-2:3, the 7 days of creation. 1 Corinthians 8:4-6, explaining about one God. John 8:31-32, knowing the truth will set you free. A book reference, Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life, by Thomas E. Dell. A free ebook available at shalomkoinonia.org. That's shalomkoinonia.org.